Okay, so be honest with me. How much money have you spent on different planners? Planners you didn't really actually use. Maybe you thought the planner was going to give you the structure to get so much more done. Or maybe you spent hours browsing templates and websites so that you could put together some kind of system to help you get your act together. Let me tell you today how to actually get your act together and be more productive at home without a fancy planner. Hi, I'm Misty Winkler, author of Simplified Organization, Learn to Love What Must Be Done. I know there are a million things to be doing as a mom at home, and it's so hard to keep track of all the things. And it's so tempting to think that if we could just get to a certain base level, a certain starting point, that then moving forward from that point, everything would be under control. We'd be able to get our act together. We would know what to do, and we would do it. But first, we just need to get it all lined out ahead of time. I'm sorry to say, that's not the way it actually works. So, grab a basket of laundry to fold while we dig into how to actually tackle our personal productivity as stay-at-home moms. Let's dig in. So in the last few episodes, we've been talking about how to use index cards as a basic, easy, cheap planner that helps you track what needs to be done, know what to do next, and just wrap your head around all the things that are involved in life and home management. But I know, because I've been there many times, that there is one problem with trying to investigate, research, and then set up a productivity system. And I don't want you to fall into this trap with any planner that you are setting up, even if it's just an index card planner. You can still be tempted to think that this is the setup, this is the method that is going to make my life work from here on out. We've arrived. Once I get this system set up, then the dominoes will be in a row. We can knock one down and everything's going to be effortless moving forward. No, that is not the case. That's not the point of having a planner. A cleaning routine, a planner system, any kind of life management setup that you are working on is not going to bring you to the point where life is effortless, where you have it figured out, and then from that point on, it will all be straightforward and easy. That's not the way life works. It's not the way it's supposed to work. It wouldn't be very satisfying if it did work that way. Our goal is not to have an easy life. Our goal is to be faithful and fruitful in all the situations that God gives us. We want to be equipped. We want to have the self-control and the responsibility to manage, to steward the resources and the circumstances that we are in effectively, responsibly, fruitfully. And that means there will always be a level of intention, a level of personal engagement, and a degree of work that we apply to our situation. Work isn't a bad thing, but I'm getting a little ahead of myself. First, let's talk about what those lists, what the planner, what the index cards are really for. They are a separate container for our thoughts, for some of our thoughts that we want to be sure that we have available to us at any point. One reason why we feel overwhelmed is that we keep too many thoughts in our head. So our minds are just a swirl of details, and we keep rehashing the same things over and over because we're worried that we will miss something. We'll forget something at the crucial moment. And so we just keep rehearsing and we think about things when we can't do anything about it. And even so, we still do miss things. And so our worries seem well-founded. And so we continue the process of just swirling the thoughts and trying to keep it all spinning. And that is the sensation of drowning and overwhelm. Those words are a description of what's going on in our heads more than it is a description of what's actually going on in our circumstances, in our actual home life. So the index cards or whatever planner you are using hold the thoughts that we need to have readily available. A running list of possible tasks, a reminder of our top priorities for the day or the week, notes to self, a list of our habits and how we're doing with those, maybe a meal plan or just notes about what food we should use up this week because it's about to go bad. Just like there are a million things that we could do, there are so many things that could be on our planner sheet or on an index card. And so each one of us needs to just use that space to keep the notes to self that we personally need this week. And then here's the real key. You have to look at them. Now, writing it down used to help a lot more than it does now. Younger brain or something. Just writing it down would help it stick in my head and I could go to the grocery store without a list. It is not the case anymore. It has become even more important over the years that I not just write something down, but then I actually look at what I have written down. Your planner will only work for you if you look at it. The reason why we write things down on our index cards is so that we know where to go to remind ourselves of what we wrote down. And we have to do that. We have to look at what we have written. That is key number one to making a planners fulfill their function. Their function is just a reminder for us. So we have to look at them and take those reminders. And then we personally have to make choices according to the reminder and the real world situation that's in front of us. One or the other often has to adjust in some way. They often are not instantly compatible, but our plans, our expectations have to adjust to the real life situation on the ground. This means that we have to look at our plans every day, but also adjust our plans every day. That's why we pick our top three each and every day. We don't pick our top three for every day for the whole week looking forward because we need to be able to adjust on the fly. We need to be able to adjust our daily top three if someone comes down with the flu or whatever emergency or emergent need arises, we want to take that into account on our daily top three. So each and every day we adjust our plan. And then we also take a little bit of extra time, even just 15, 30 minutes every week to look at the calendar, to give ourselves some new notes to self about the coming week, and we adjust our expectations and our lists, and we wrap our head around where we're actually at right now and what's about to happen so that we are ready. We are prepared. The system that we set up for planning or cleaning or whatever system is not there to make life effortless. Whatever systems we put in place are there to help us be prepared, to be properly and appropriately engaged with the real life in front of us. When we have that, then our productivity, our fruitfulness, our faithfulness, our effectiveness in our homes will skyrocket, because that's the real measure of productivity, being properly and appropriately engaged with the people in front of you, with the situation in front of you. It's not about predicting ahead of time how things will go and what you will do, but it's about being mentally, emotionally, and physically ready for that good work that God drops in your lap each and every day. When we look at our life that way, when we look at our work that way, it changes our approach, our mindset, our attitudes, so that we truly can learn to love what must be done. Because instead of looking for our systems to remove work from the equation, to make life flow smoothly and easily and effortlessly, our expectations and definitions of success and productivity are aligned with reality. So then we experience joy and satisfaction because we are working well in the good work that God has called us to do. And that's so much better than having an easy, smooth, effortless life. It really is. So if you want to get more done more effectively, more joyfully in your day-to-day life, start by choosing to do less. You won't actually do less, but you will choose your top three things that really matter most. You'll put your energy there. And sometimes the top three might be laundry, or it might be parenting. Come inside Convivial Circle and help myself, the team, and the community help you figure out what your priorities are right now. You should not be operating in survival mode, in drowning mode, in feeling overwhelmed. You don't need to experience those things. You can have satisfaction and joy and productivity in the work, in your current situation right now. We're about to start the Daily Card Challenge inside Convivial Circle. And during this challenge, you will practice picking your top three every day, 20 times in May to earn a prize. And through the practice and the conversation and help that you'll get within Convivial Circle, you will come to understand what your true priorities are in your current circumstances and choose your priorities faithfully and effectively so that you can be engaged, do the work, be satisfied, even though you can't get all the things done or achieve some final glorified state of clean house. You can still move forward with joy, and the daily card will help you get there. So join Convivial Circle for the month of May. And if you do 20 daily cards, you'll even get a prize, a custom post-it pad for writing more top threes. Everyone who completes the challenge will get this prize in our community. So come on over. We're going to have a month of fun and productivity. Go to simplyconvivial.com and click the green enroll button in the corner to join us today, or you can also find the link in the show notes. We want to help you to repent, rejoice, repeat, and love your life at home.